Welcome to the Forbes Middle East Local Insights podcast in partnership with GBM. I'm Sally Musa, and today we're exploring AI-driven enterprises with Al Futaim. Joining me to delve into the significant impact of AI on businesses across the Middle East are Himanshu Srivastava, CTO of Al Futaim Group, Osama Al-Samadoni, General Manager of GBM Dubai, and Shukri Eid, Vice President and General Manager for IBM Gulf, Levant and Pakistan. Welcome to you all. It's great to have you. Himanshu, if we can start off with you, you know, AI technology is fundamentally reshaping the business landscape in terms of strategy, in terms of operations. So we'd love to hear from you. How is Al Futaim leveraging AI to innovate and really to keep up with that competitive edge?
In fact, we were the first ones to announce the Chief AI Office and the officer role, with Moza Al Futaim leading that role for the group, with me and her supporting all the divisions to adopt this. So we started working on the AI Opportunity Radar, which is basically a framework which we've picked to map every use case. And now, actually, almost 5 months down that journey, we have got clearly defined backlog of AI business use cases. We have implemented few of those, maybe in some of the conversations I'll share those. And this year is our year of action and accelerating to execution. So by third quarter, fourth quarter, we'll have most of the use cases live and we'll see the benefits on our business.
You say that it's your year of action. What is coming up in the pipeline for you?
So there are three or four key game changer use cases we are working on. I'll share a few. The one for automotive is around lead generation. We want to have the state-of-the-art Gen AI-enabled lead generation for our end-to-end sales force, where we are applying the three tech, which is the GPT LLMs, computer vision, and NLP, which is the transcription. Using these combination of these technologies, we'll have a fully enabled AI lead generation process. The second one is for our Blue Lifestyle Advisor. We'll be launching by third quarter, a lifestyle advisor, which is Gen AI enabled. It'll be a front face for all our businesses. It can sell you any product. It can talk about any product and service. You can talk to it. You can share pictures with it for it to analyze using GPT-4o. And the third one, we are working on something like a co-pilot for all our staff. We believe that we have to invest in our employees and uplift their productivity. So co-pilot for staffs, like people working in legal using co-pilots, people working in treasury, finance, HR. So these are the top three use cases which we are working on.
I can see so many big opportunities there. It's really exciting to see. Shukri, if I can come to you, you know, IBM is, of course, really at the forefront of looking at how AI technology can really transform business. So for you, how is IBM influencing that and making sure that that journey is really facilitated?
Sure. If you think about the top of mind for the majority of the CEO, and we actually published the CEO study back in 2023, so last year, and to monitor the constant shift of the top of mind of those CEOs, including the ones here in the region, the UAE, you could see the shift that the gain of productivity, the focus on productivity is going up almost around 47-46%, but followed very closely with other themes such as customer experience at 45, such as other sort of use cases, and then even sustainability, which is unfortunately for the region trailing behind a little bit at 39%. But you look at those themes, whether it's productivity, customer experience, modernization of technology platform within the organizations to maintain flexibility and adaptability, or its sustainability, you see that IBM is actually leading with two platforms that can really facilitate a lot of those objectives for CEOs. One of them is around the hybrid cloud, and the other one is around a platform for AI. And this is where our Watson X is actually, as a platform, is coming to solve the problems of those large enterprises who want to meet and facilitate the achievement of such objectives top of mind, while be able to implement enterprise-grade AI for business, which is very different from AI for consumers. A lot of organizations go and pick off-the-shelf technology that was originally actually designed for consumers in AI, And therefore, that is what we are trying to help with, and comes with Watson X, which is more of not an AI model. It's actually a platform that allows you to onboard multiple AI models. We are going to live in a multi-model world. Every organization is going to implement tens and hundreds of AI models. How do we bring that with the right ingredients and capabilities required at an enterprise level to know really what's the anatomy of those AI models, what data they were trained on, what inherent risks do they introduce for my CFO versus my chief customer officer versus my chief revenue officer, each one very different perspective, and how do I lead an AI model life cycle from inception all the way to decommissioning is what we are trying to solve there for organizations who are really wanting to create impact out of their AI usage.
So really on every level, and it's fascinating to see, you know, AI has a hand in literally every part of our lives, everything from the way that we do business to sustainability to climate change. And so Osama, coming to you with that, you would have seen a huge increase in terms of the demand from your customers for data and AI-driven solutions as well. So talk to us about how you're keeping up with that demand.
Well, that comes at no surprise. We've been seeing the demand increasing in the past few years and fortified right now by inputs from PwC and inputs from IDC. It's undeniable increase. And what we looked at as GBM is to make sure that we're ready for such a thing. We created a team inside GBM called AI Squad, and the AI Squad is tasked with the right level of information, the use cases, to go and have open discussions with the customer into what are the use cases the customer is looking at, and looking at what are the technology platforms, be it on-prem or be it on cloud, or be it hybrid between both. How can we implement that? Keeping, of course, the governance part and the security part well intact. Actually, inside GBM itself, we have our own IP of MDR platform, and that MDR platform right now is enriched by AI to allow us actually to identify much more data about the exposure and detection of any threats that are around. We have enriched as well our own Shield platform on security. So we're trying to get ready that we need to accommodate ourselves that each customer will be different and each use case might be different, because the industry itself of AI and Gen AI is far from being standard. And every time you can find some new challenge that you need to think about it differently.
At such incredible speed as well. These challenges are coming thick and fast. Speaking of challenges, Himanshu, for you at Al Futtaim, what are the kind of challenges that you have seen in implementing AI throughout your strategies and your operations as well? And how have you been able to address them?
Yeah, one of the biggest challenges which our businesses come forth is data and availability of data. Al Futtaim is a large conglomerate with multiple businesses and divisions. So the biggest challenge is how do we have a single customer record? Luckily, we started on this journey a couple of years ago, working with our partners on building a customer data platform which harmonizes data across every business of Al Futtaim. So that challenge we overtook by, obviously it took time, but luckily we started earlier. So today we have a customer data platform, a customer 360 across every business of Al Futtaim, be it automotive or retail or healthcare or insurance, banking, schools, everything is connected. You can identify the customer uniquely. That was one of the challenge. The other challenge I would see, which we see today, is adoption of this technology by our people, because sometimes people don't embrace change, and this is a big change which is coming, and sometimes they get insecure or worried about it. So the way we are doing it is we published our AI strategy, which is five pillars, obviously technology, security, use cases, business value are the three pillars, but the two important pillars are governance and change and people and upskilling. We are working very closely with our HR teams to explain to people how AI is a co-pilot. And we use this term very frequently, and everybody is saying IBM calls it a sidekick, or you call it a co-pilot through Microsoft, or whatever you want to call it. It's something which will help you to do your things better, perform better. It'll give you a life balance, work-life balance. People work 10 hours a day. With AI, maybe you can save your 2 hours and you can work 8 hours a day. And that's the kind of communication we are giving. So that's our second challenge. The third challenge, which I think we'll have to work with our partners to help us, is the people required to implement this technology. See, the technology is simple, by the way. The way it came out, how ChatGPT, OpenAI promoted it, it's readily available and it's getting available very easily. But the people who know how to use it, the technicians who are required or technologists who are required to integrate the technology to our environments, we are short of those people. Data scientist requirements is growing huge, digital engineers, integration engineers. So I think that's the third challenge. The answer to that is work with partners like GBM and IBM and ensure we have a workforce trained and capable with the partners to solve that.
And so to that, Shukri, you know, you are somebody who is definitely seeing businesses bringing in AI technologies. What are the kind of challenges that you're seeing, the obstacles that you're seeing these businesses come up against, and how are you able to help them overcome that?
I think the overall problem statement for large enterprises is going to focus on how do we use AI not in islands, but actually scalable use within the organization and be able to scale when that, when I say whether in some of the issues that Himanshu rightly mentioned, like the availability of data, but also the complex web of several models, tens and hundreds of models, provided some of them on-prem, some of them over cloud and other provisioning models. How do I actually manage an environment like that and be still able to control and govern the proper use of AI so I'm actually not exposed to some of the liability that is going to result from bad decisions or wrong transactions or communication, especially when some of those use cases are going to really create a difference for my customer experience, are going to be customer facing. So it's more about the scalable use at an enterprise grade in an organization. I think two problems I would touch on. One is, as Himanshu mentioned, that I'll add color to it, which is skills, because that skills gap is widening. It's not developing quickly enough. The usage of AI is going quite exponentially in terms of speed and adoption. So there will always be that skills gap, not only among the people who are within the technology going to implement that technology, but actually qualified users within the organization who are able to absorb that technology and use it in their everyday business. It's not going something that they are going to use on the side, added on top of their responsibilities, going to be embedded in their everyday job. That's why IBM had the global initiative of training 2 million people, both in technology and the use of AI technologies. Here locally, we partnered with Dubai Future Foundation and Ministry of AI on the first global AI prompt engineering challenge that was just a few weeks ago. We are also in advanced research investment with Mohammed bin Zayed University, playing with geospatial models and large language models on Arabic dialects. And we are working with a lot of the, hand-holding a lot of the organizations whom we had the pleasure of co-creating with, whether it's with Himanshu and team in Al-Futtaim Group through IBM Consulting, working on their customer loyalty program and customer journey, or another sort of other organizations, all concerned with the customer experience element. One of them is Mashruq Bank, for example. The other one here in the region is Riyadh Air. We are working with all those, either using our consulting expertise around AI or our WatsonX initiative. All this is going to hopefully bring more and more capabilities within the market that can then facilitate better and faster adoption and usage of AI.
One of the things that you mentioned that is really crucial here is, and Himanshu as well, in terms of the skills gap, because the pace of innovation and change is so fast. Like you said, there is always going to be that skills gap to get someone who understands the technicalities, but also people within the organization to understand the context, their own specific context of how this technology is going to help them specifically within their own organization. So to you, Osama, how do you help organizations with these kind of challenges and others? How do you meet them?
Well, basically, it's trying to identify what is the best set of technologies that can match certain use cases. And of course, we can contribute and would like to contribute into that skill gap of people, because I remember I had a meeting once with a customer here in the UAE, and I told him, what's your real objective about AI and data? And he was looking at actually Industry 4.0, which is in which AI, cloud, and data analytics is part of it. He said, I would like to get all my team to work only on developing tools, and I would like everybody in the company to become a business analyst in his domain. So that's exactly what AI is bringing, with the ability to interact with AI, having been on the Gen AI with the LLMs and ChatGPT, made people actually break the silence between them and computer. Then you would expect people try to get the best out of what is implemented out of use cases. Till now, we're doing use cases on things that already exists. Customer experience, enhancement of tools, digital worker, digital assistant, co-pilot, you name it. But this is where we have a very clear measurement on what is the AI impact. Next stage of AI is all about unleashing innovation to the business people using tools that are given by the IT people. And this is what we're working on right now. What we're working on, what would be the data practice to make that happen? What would be the infrastructure requirements to make that agile and scalable? Back to what Shukri said. How can we make sure that tooling is done easy at the IT level and usage is easier by the end user? Here you unlock innovation in the organization. That's our point of view.
Yeah, it is. The data is the gold here. And this is what you're aiming for. And so, Himanshu, if I can ask you, you know, as we look to the innovation that is coming with AI and to the future, look further into the future, what do you see coming up for you at Al Futtaim in terms of the next generation of AI innovations that you want to see make happen?
Yeah. Obviously, the technology is evolving quite fast. Just last month when GPT-4o came and how it can analyze video, text, images, everything simultaneously together and telling you the intent insights instantly, there's a huge potential. Now, I can't speak about how this technology will further evolve, but I can tell you how Al Futtaim will evolve itself. So Al Futtaim has a vision of becoming a data intelligent organization and creating an ecosystem. So one is we connect all our businesses. We want to extend that to connecting every other business which complements a lifestyle of a customer. So the idea is Al Futtaim will be an ecosystem connecting its partners, its core businesses, a customer being at the front, and then obviously the experience, services, lifestyle advisory are at the core of it. Now, using AI to achieve this vision has become very simple. We were talking about this vision 3 years ago as well, and it was a big challenge when we were looking at Blue Lifestyle Advisor. We were slowly building this vision. But as soon as this tech came, we said, yeah, this is super possible, because you have AI, Gen AI models, which is front-facing all your businesses. And then you have got millions of customers. Al Futtaim is in almost 30 countries across so many businesses. We can connect to all our partners, which are complementing the lifestyle of the customer. And then we can have an AI talk to them and represent us. And obviously, we have people behind. We have products, services, pricing, everything behind. So that is one vision which we see getting fulfilled in a couple of years' time. Now, I'm not talking 5 years. We are talking about 1 year, 1.5 years, maximum 2 years. So that's something which we see. The other thing is Al Futtaim's core vision, and which we announced in our AI summit. So we did our AI summit 2 weeks ago. All the leadership team was in the room, middle management, senior management, presidents, the vice chairman, Moza as our chief AI officer. She spoke of a vision, what Al Futtaim wants to be. So heart and core, AI should be in our heart and core of everything we do. Data and business intelligence should be in our heart and core. So when we are talking about handling customer queries, or when we are talking about handling storerooms, we want to use data insights immediately. So imagine if you enter a store, a transaction happens, the store operator is aware that, okay, this transaction means this to me. from a target perspective. And if I need to change my decision today due to this transaction, that ability should be there. And that's our vision. And we see it happening. I think within 12 months' time, we should be there.
That interconnectivity between all of the different parts of not just the business, but across your businesses, that is incredibly powerful. And so, Shukri, when we talk about these use cases, is there a difference in the maturity level between them? And which ones should businesses be focusing on, if at all, or is it context specific?
When you look at different industries, I think there is no industry immune to that change from public sector, government, all the way to financial services under severe pressure when it comes to meeting customer expectations and also meeting compliance and regulatory requirements, to retail in terms of a competitive edge, to so many others, like so many other of them. Yes, there are some use cases probably in three categories. One of them has to do with a general category we call digital labor, which is really concerned with productivity. And in many of those, it's not difficult to actually see some of the advantages that AI is going to bring, like Himanshu was highlighting, because in those standard productivity tools out there, we're going to see an increase. You know, AI is increasingly embedded anyway, so there will be a lot of gain in using AI embedded in those applications. But some others, like we use in IBM, has to do with our HR processes, for example, and how much you can really reduce all the support cases. How do you actually increase the employee engagement and employee satisfaction with HR use cases and so on. To another category, which has to do with technology modernization. So how do we use AI is providing technology capabilities, but we are using AI as well to meet some of the challenges that is being introduced in terms of complications to the IT domain. So a lot of the code generation now is done by AI. A lot of the code translation is done by AI. We're hitting an acceptance rate of around 80%. Programmers are accepting the code that is being generated by our Watson assistant by around 80% of the times of the code is being accepted as is. That's another area. Dealing with threat management and cybersecurity is a massive area for AI and is quite proven, is quite known. And I think all the way to some other use cases, as I said, so digital labor, IT modernization, and customer experience, because Osama, as he mentioned, those are some well-measured use cases like contact centers, where I think all those are very mature. The models with them are very mature. We have been working with retailers, airlines, financial services, banks for years now on AI-infused capabilities on those domains. I think the trick is going to be once you move from the more straightforward use cases, especially those that are a little bit more isolated, let's say in employee productivity, and go to a full-fledged scalable AI capabilities. This is when you need to start answering some of the more complicated questions. I think it shouldn't be an afterthought. Things like trust, transparency, explainability, governance of that host of AI model, and the complexity of the underlying infrastructure and IT capabilities all need to be addressed from the onset, from the beginning. Otherwise, we are going to face a lot of the challenges like Himanshu talked about. That use case works very well in a sandbox. Now, when you want to expose the real enterprise data, you are going to face problems of its data security, the privacy of your customer, the availability of that enough data, the cost of running that complex or heavy AI model. And today there are very little tools out there like Watson X platform, especially around the Watson X data, Watson X.gov, which is trying to address those difficult questions for large enterprises.
What you've outlined is really foundational when we're looking at transparency, we're looking at trust, security. So Osama, for you, I mean, there are so many areas to look at, but what are your priorities going to be for GBM in terms of AI adoption here in the region?
Well, it's all about two things. One is helping the customer taking the most out of AI capabilities at the moment. And of course, we know that Gen AI came in with a very nice push to the people to say, oh, what AI is all about. They forgot that AI has been there for at least a decade in terms of predictive AI and predictive data modeling. Our view is the following: is we need to help the customer. And as Himanshu said, that when they started off thinking about AI, they had a foundational step needs to be done, which is around data. And that's why we have been working in data. We're working with partners like IBM, who knows what data is all about, and working with the customer on the data to make sure that his data are AI ready. What we're working with as well is trying to work a little bit ahead of the curve and see, and for example, right now, LLM ready models, augmented models on LLM, and using LLM as base, and you add to it augmented data from a different domain in order to have domain data type LLM. Now came a new school saying SLM and CLM, which is small data language models and custom language models. We're searching into that as well. And with the help of the lab services in IBM, we've been starting seeing that IBM is looking at multiple iterations of what will happen in the future on AI. I'm trying to be ready with that. So to cut it short, we are working to help the customer overcome the existing challenges, and we're trying to be ready of what the next wave of AI is going to be.
Always trying to be ready for that next wave. And so as we wrap up the conversation, Himanshu, I'd love to come to you for your kind of final words. And I guess, you know, what's really interesting listening to you talk about this from Info Dame's perspective is that you're coming in with a very specific mindset about how you want to use this technology. It's intentional. It is right from the get-go. It's almost not quite layering it upon what you have existing already, but you're really looking to transform the business with it.
Yes. So I think, see, at the end of the day, the business needs to embrace this technology to grow and succeed. So it has to be in the core. And that's the reason we are actually trying to not just run it as an independent new tech and then figure out later how does it help out. In fact, our businesses are leading. And just to add, we have actually appointed AI champions in our businesses. So it's not just there is a technology team focusing on AI. There's an AI office, which is chief AI officer. We have defined business AI champions whose agenda is to actually embrace this technology and apply it in all aspects of the business. So with that, businesses will actually then take it in, and then they will be responsible for getting the best out of it. So that's working for us. The good news is all the presidents, all the CEOs are already signed up. They have actually posted a pledge during our AI summit. All of us actually wrote a pledge and said, this is my pledge for this year. It's a year of action, accelerating to execution, and the AI champions committed to deliver 3 use cases, 1 productivity, 1 extend, and 1 game changer within this year. So my job is simple now as a CTO. I just have to help them execute with partners, and that's it. I think that's what would be my last words.
It's all about the support. So just very quickly, I'd love to get some final words from both you, Shukri, and Osama Shukri on this one.
So I think build a strategy that outlives technologies, that outlive existing AI models. Don't bet your strategy and your business on a specific AI model. Have a strategy that is quite open in how you provide AI models, how you consume them. Your use cases are going to outlive the life cycle of the AI model that you see them. Today, those AI models, there will be a lot of innovation over the next several months and years. The true differentiation within enterprise is going to be its strategy, its openness, ability to move as the technology evolves, and to outlive, as I said, the problem space or the use case, to outlive the life cycle of a model. For that, you really need to be thoughtful about the challenges that an enterprise goes through to be able to use AI at scale and to address those difficult questions. With that, what can help you are partnerships to navigate through this and a platform that is capable to give you that reliability and that openness.
And yeah, exactly. Adaptability is key. Osama?
I don't know what to really add after what he mentioned, Shukri said, but I would like always to say it's a journey. It is not a technology play, as Himanshu said. It should come from the business and it should be based on willing to innovate to become different. Quoting Steve Jobs, he said, don't try to be better, just be different. By being different, by being unique, you can create a digital margin between you and the rest in terms of building your own competitiveness. So look at it as a potential. Don't look at it as it's something nice to have or it's something interesting and my boss told me I need to look at it.
Really explore it.
Let's explore it.
Really explore it. I feel like we're only just getting started. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for this incredible conversation. There's going to be a lot more to come, I have no doubt. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for being part of our discussion today. Make sure that you do subscribe to the Forbes Middle East channels for more of the Local Insights podcast featuring in-depth conversations with industry leaders. And until next time, I'm Sally Musa.